Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Boston College Eagles. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you don't miss any great football content. We go live each and every single week on Facebook, YouTube, our podcast available anywhere listen to podcasts with team previews, player profiles, 2023 draft prospect previews, and so much more. And with the NFL and NCAA season right around the corner, you bet that we are getting into game previews and everything related to football right now. And let's keep it going with this team preview for Boston College. So let's get into it. Last year, 2021, for this team out there in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, the best way I can describe this team was a team of streakiness. They finished 6-6, just 2-6 in the ACC. However, in the first four games, they went a perfect 4-0, already a hot start to the season. Then they lost four, then they won two, and then they ended the year losing two other games. So they didn't go back-to-back weeks winning and losing. So a very streaky team by definition, for sure. They did make it to the Military Bowl. They were going to face off against East Carolina. However, unfortunately, due to COVID issues, that bowl game was canceled. Moving into 2022 under head coach Jeff Hafley, let's talk about this program, where it's headed, and how I believe they will do this upcoming season. Looking at it under Jeff Hafley, right, this is his third year. Is this where Boston College can make that jump? Is this where they can really kind of make that big push, moving above that 500 record into more and more wins? It remains to be seen, but let's break this team down first with the offense. Last year wasn't that great overall, and that's putting it nicely. Averaged just about 350 yards per game, but when I say that, you're like, Logan, 350 ain't that bad. But it's the ACC we're talking about here. That's a team stacked with amazing high-flying talent. So they were in dead last in the ACC in terms of offensive yards per game. It also did not help that, you know, of course, Jerkovic, he got hurt. He had a hand injury, and even when he got back, it wasn't even the greatest then. But he's coming back. Hopefully he's fully ready to go this upcoming season. And hopefully he can be a better player in this pro-style attack. And that can speed things up, that can get things going. So we will see, because he is going to have a tremendous crop of receivers to help him out this upcoming year. Zay Flowers is probably one of the best, if you know, top five receivers coming back this year in the ACC. He's going to help. He's got great ability as a catcher. He can get up there. He's a deep threat. He's everything you want in a big play wide receiver. Also, tight end Hunter Long, he is no longer there, so that is going to hurt. But you have a tremendous set of backups who were either on the team last year, who are transferring over, who are ready to break out this year. Like I said, you've got a lot of vets on this team, so they know what to do. You're getting in Notre Dame transfer George Takacs to help out with your tight end situation. But I will say it is going to be hard to get to that amazing wide receiver in Zay Flowers if you can't stay upright, because the offensive line it needs some help. The passing game, right, part of it's great. The running backs were okay, even though David Bailey left last season for Colorado State. You have Pat Garwo. He can get some work done in the trenches, but the O-line is pretty much starting over for this mark, right? You're losing guys, right? Zion Johnson, he went to the Chargers. Alec Lindstrom went to Dallas. Tyler Vrabel went to Atlanta. Ben Petrillo went over to Cleveland. So they know how to make their offensive linemen. There's no doubt about that. But it's that next man up mentality, and it's usually a rough ride when you're losing a lot of talent like that. There is some good size in this group. They should be fine, but I think it is good. We are going to see some moments of struggle on this offensive line. Let's flip things over to the defense now. The defense, it was okay. It did what it was able to do last year, even though the offense didn't help a lot, right? They finished fourth in the ACC in total defense, third in the nation in pass defense, mind you. And even though it did struggle against the run, it was still very good for the defense as a whole. Let's start with the defensive front. By design, it's not the most vicious attacking group that you could see. It's going to take a little bit of chances to get into the backfield, a little bit of luck. But there is a solid rotation there. You're coming back with Marcus Valdez leading sack man last season. Even though he had just 5 sacks and 7 tackles for loss, he is the leader on that defensive front, so you're expecting him to help out. Also, you're getting leading tackler Cam Arnold coming back, hard-hitting guy. Jaden Woodby as well at safety. He's strong. He's going to be out there in the back 7 helping out. The safeties, they got length, they got size. They are explosive. The corners as well, they can do a little bit of everything you want them to do. And even if the pass rush is going to be down a little bit this year, like it kind of was last year, I think that your linebackers, your safeties, and your corners can really help out. So two of the big keys, I think, that can really help this team on offense, just got to get the passing game going again, right? And you do have Phil Jurkovec, who people think could be pro-ready. You've got some really good wide receivers, some good options as well in the offense to really kind of kick it up into gear this season. But it remains to be seen. We just need to see more of that consistency. As for the defensive side of the ball, you got to get more power. You got to get more pressure onto the quarterback, get to him. The pass rush has been down for many years now. You've got to get amped up and get some TFLs and some sacks on the opposing quarterbacks, I think. Some guys to look out for it as well. Look out for Christian Mahogany on the offensive line. Big guy, he's not the biggest, right? 6'3", 335. When you think about offensive line, you think a little bit bigger, a little bit wider. But he is earned second-team All-ACC honors at his right guard position. So he's got some size. He's got the explosiveness. So I think he'll have another good season, even though that offensive line is going through a little bit of a shuffle. And also, watch out for George Takacs, like I mentioned earlier, the tight end, the senior. He is going to be a good transfer from him, and I think he can watch out for him. He could have a good season. Going into the 2022 schedule, let's start it off. We got Rutgers, Virginia Tech, Maine, Florida State, Louisville, Clemson, Wake Forest, Connecticut, Duke, NC State, Notre Dame, and the final game of the season is against the Syracuse. So this team, I think that it will improve on its 6-6 record. I believe they could potentially get up to 8 wins. Of course, you know, you got to watch out for the games against the Notre Dame, the NC States, Clemson's, Florida State, so on and so forth. But I think this is a team that is capable of beating the teams it's supposed to on paper. And I think we're going to see a slightly improved version of the Boston College Eagles this upcoming 2022 season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. However, I want to hear from you, the fans. How will this team perform this season? Will they exceed expectations, or will they dip below what their record was last year? I'd love to hear it in the comments. As I've been your host today, Logan Landers, previewing the Boston College Eagles 2022 season. If you like the video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. If you enjoy podcasts, you are in luck because we have a podcast that goes live each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have a Google or an Alexa home device, just talk to it and say, hey, play 100th football, and it will. So once again, go over there, support us. Thank you so much for all the downloads and all the amazing comments. We see all of them on both Facebook and on YouTube. We couldn't do any of this without you, the fans. So we just want to say thank you as a whole here at 100th Football. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.